This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. It's time for our weekly movie review. Film guru Casey T. Allen is here with me in studio. Good to have you here, Casey.
Hello, I'm back.
And this week you went to see the movie Greta. This is an Irish thriller film. Tell us a bit about it and, of course, your review.
22-year-old actress Chloe Grace Moretz plays a timid waitress in New York City who finds a forgotten purse on the subway. Upon returning the purse to its owner, she sparks an awkward friendship with a middle-aged French woman named Greta. But Greta's loneliness runs deeper than meets the eye, and her relationship with her young new friend turns from infatuation to obsession to rage. Greta reminds me of other female-centered psychological thrillers like Misery from 1990 or Notes on a Scandal from 2006, but Greta is like a juvenile version of this genre. With ominous classical music and prosaic jump scares, Greta tries to be a serious, gripping story, but its sense of danger is just not convincing to envelop you, and its characters are too superficial to evoke any lasting emotional depth. A rolling pin, a child's toy chest, and a cookie cutter are all used in nasty ways, but these moments don't give the film enough edge to make it interesting. For a more satisfying dark psychological edge, try The Piano Teacher from 2001, or Funny Games from 1997, or even Thoroughbreds from last year.
Not a recommendation on this one.
I kind of walked out of the theater with my shoulders slumped, like... deflated.
As always, tell us what's coming out this weekend.
An independent comedy called Gloria Bell and an enormous explosion Marvel comic universe superhero movie, Captain Marvel.
Thanks for being here, Casey.
My pleasure.
See you next week.